Today is Tuesday, March 12th, and you're listening to the Morning Announcements presented by Betches Media. I'm your host, Sammy Sage, and the Morning Announcements is your daily five-minute breakdown of the headlines that isn't afraid to take a side and roast the most consequential reality show there is, our government. If you know me, you know how much I love my dogs. They are truly my best friends in this world, basically the equivalent of my children, and they make me so happy, and it really just brings me so much joy to take care of them. They add so much to my life, I really don't know what I would do without them. On that note, this episode is brought to you by ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care that they may need. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/morning. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance. We are starting again on the coup beat, which today also bleeds into some international news. Yesterday, we reported on how Donald Trump played host to Hungary's autocratic Prime Minister Viktor Orban. But we have more information today, courtesy of Prime Minister Orban, rather than our own former president. While hosting Orban, Trump was recorded as saying, quote, "There is nobody better, smarter, or a better leader than Viktor Orban. Has Putin heard this yet?" And that, quote, "He is a non-controversial figure because he says, this is the way it's going to be, and that's the end of it." Also, Orban told Hungarian state media yesterday that at the meeting, Donald told him that he will, quote, "not give a penny to Ukraine if he's elected," and that he has a, quote, "detailed plan to end the war, because it will be over if the Americans don't provide funding, as the European Union can't finance it on its own." In his statement, Orban also called Trump a, quote, "man of peace." Yeah, that's P-E-A-C-E, not P-I-E-C-E, as in piece of shit. Speaking of Europe, this next story keeps us within Vladimir Putin's sphere of aggression, specifically in France. The French government announced yesterday that several of its ministries were targeted by cyber attacks of unprecedented intensity beginning on Sunday night, and that a special crisis center was activated to restore services. The group that claimed responsibility for the attacks is known as Anonymous Sudan, which cybersecurity experts say is a pro-Russia group. French officials wouldn't comment on the source nor what damage they caused, but said that the incident involved denial of service attacks, which is when hackers flood a site with an overwhelming amount of data to knock it offline. Wow, I would hate if that happened to America on election day. On a related note, there is new reporting that a number of fake websites have appeared in recent weeks that are connected to Russian intelligence. The websites are meant to look like legitimate websites on their face, and have normal-sounding names such as New York News Daily, Chicago Chronicle, and Miami Chronicle, but are actually used to push Kremlin propaganda interspersed with normal stories about politics and culture. The websites target narratives such as America's support for Ukraine, pro-Russia stories, and false claims like that Vladimir Zelensky's wife bought over $1 million worth of jewelry at Cartier in New York when he came to visit the United Nations last fall. So if you see a rave review about the well-done steaks at Mar-a-Lago, be sure to check the About page. Meanwhile, intelligence officials in the United States have issued a warning in their annual threat assessment yesterday that the Chinese government has used TikTok to influence recent U.S. elections. Specifically, they warned that TikTok accounts run by the Chinese government targeted candidates from both political parties during the 2022 midterm elections, and that their continuing efforts to mold public discourse in the coming year, though such operations, quote, "may be carried out by individuals not under its direct supervision." The report also noted that China has already successfully influenced research by U.S. academics and think tanks, and that the Chinese government monitors Chinese students who are studying abroad at American schools for dissident views. Maybe they can sympathize with Elise Stefanik about wokeness on campus. On that note, House Republicans have scheduled a vote on the bill that would force ByteDance to sell TikTok or else face a ban in the United States. That bill is scheduled for a vote in the House of Representatives tomorrow, despite significant pushback. President Biden also said yesterday that he intends to sign the bill, should it pass both the House and the Senate, even though he just got all those followers. Next, we have an update on Gaza, where a ceasefire agreement was not successfully negotiated before the start of Ramadan, which began on the 10th, while 15% of children in Gaza are currently suffering from acute malnutrition. The latest reporting indicates that the relationship between Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and President Biden is becoming increasingly strained, and Biden is now considering conditioning military aid and limiting weapons transfers to Israel if they move ahead with a large-scale invasion of Rafah. Maybe it's just me, but Bibi seems to have no issue conducting warfare without more weapons. Because today's episode theme is evidently aspiring nationalists, my specialty, India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi's government announced that they will implement a 2019 citizenship law which excludes Muslims. The Citizenship Amendment Act created a fast track to naturalization in India for Hindus, Paris, Sikhs, Buddhists, Jains, and Christians who had fled to India from Afghanistan, Bangladesh, and Pakistan, while excluding Muslims from those countries. When this was passed by India's parliament in 2019, Modi's government ended up delaying its enactment, until now apparently, because swaths of deadly protests broke out across the country in response. Now, Modi says that he will enforce the law, just a few weeks before an election will be held for his third term. And no, that is not the norm. Next step, snagging a Mar-a-Lago invite. For our final story, we have something a little less dictator-coded. Airbnb announced yesterday that they're banning the use of indoor cameras inside their listings, in response to numerous reports from guests who found hidden cameras in their rentals. The revised policy also includes more detailed rules on the use of outdoor security cameras and noise decibel monitors, and it will take effect on April 30th. Great, now you don't have to worry about being the unwitting subject of someone's creepy porn. Thank you for listening to The Morning Announcements, and thanks again to our sponsor, ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/morning. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance. Until tomorrow, I'm Sammy Sage, and now you know what the fuck is going on.
Betches.